This is the Cross Campus Ministry Podcast, where you can break the chains, stop the roller coaster lifestyle, live free in Christ, starting now.
Hello, this is Mike Johnson from the Cross Campus Ministry Podcast, coming with you once again for another episode. I thank God for the ability to be able to sit here in good health and record an episode, have a strong voice, have a strong body. I never take anything for granted, and I thank God for every one of you that listen to me talk every week. So it's a blessing. It's a blessing. I'm being humorous, but I thank every one of you for being here. I'm here once again solo for the show. Will Johnson has a couple things that he has going on, so I kind of came in and wanted to do this episode here. Today's episode is, ironically, about frustrations. If you saw the title, Church Frustrations. The reason why I say it's ironic, because as I'm sitting here talking about church frustrations, I have a frustration while I'm speaking. I've been trying to grow my hair out. Not that this is very important to any of you, but I guess before we get into our content, I've been trying to grow out my hair, and I'm trying to make it go backwards, you know, so I can have that smooth, I don't know, that cool look. I don't know what I'm going for. I just want something different, I guess. And sometimes it's deciding to go back and sometimes not. So I officially right now have a gigantic fro because this morning I kind of gave up. I didn't feel like doing it. So I have a big fro sitting here. And I'm not going to take a picture of it and put it on the site for any of you that wanted to know that. So you have to use your imagination. Next time you see me, it'll be laid down and it'll be looking perfect. So it's a little frustration, I guess. Ironically, here I am talking about church frustrations. So, but no, seriously, that, you know, I wanted to make a little light here at the beginning, maybe make somebody smile, hopefully. Some people laugh at my jokes, maybe 2% of the people that hear them. No, but really, we have a serious matter that we're going to talk about today. Before we get into that, really quickly, wanted to let everyone know about a new thing that we have here on the podcast. I love it when I get feedback. So I personally try to make every platform for feedback possible for the listeners. Of course, if you go to crosscampusministry.com, if you click on this episode or any other episode, you can make comments about it right there, and you can share and make replies on other people's comments that they have made. You know, I'd love for you to do that. That kind of opens up the doorway for discussion for people, you know, to answer questions and get answers back and so on and so forth. So you can give us feedback that way. And, of course, you can always email me at mike@crosscampusministry.com. And if you can't get to the site, if you want to leave a comment on the site, but, you know, you operate on your phone, it's a little hard, just send me an email with the comment and let me know, hey, Mike, can you put this on the site? I'd like to leave a comment on there on a certain episode, and I'll do that for you. But what we have today, the newest thing, is a voicemail line. I have a phone number that you guys can call in and leave me a voicemail about anything. Maybe if you heard something about the show or you have a comment, I'll play them on the show. So just let me know where you're calling from, what state you're calling from, and, you know, I'd like to know what campus you're on. Even if you're not a college student, that's fine. Just let me know what state you're calling from and leave your comment. If you have a question, oh, I would love for you guys to leave voicemail with a question. We'll answer that on the show. Maybe we'll make a show out of it. But you can leave a comment. You can leave something that happened to you today, maybe that related to one of the podcasts. Either way, hey, call in. Go to the website in the little navigation bar. There'll be a little link that says leave a voicemail, and it'll take you to the post that has the phone number in it. Or on every post, any episode, just click an episode, and the phone number will be there. If it's not, click another episode, preferably newer ones, and you'll see that number there. And you call in, leave a message, and I will play them on the show. You leave me a voicemail, I will play them on the show. So, provided it's not something completely, you know, I mean, I can't, you can't be cursing and stuff. You guys know that, you know, I didn't even have to say that right. So anyways, what are we talking about today? Church frustrations. It's big. It's a big, heavy topic. And, you know, it's something everyone has dealt with. If there's someone out there that says they have never been frustrated with their church or with church, period, I would venture to say that oftentimes that's going to be untruthful. Because everyone on every level, whether they're the pastor or they're a lay member, at one point in time, they've been frustrated with the church. If they haven't, maybe they haven't been in there for a while. Everyone's dealt with it. I've dealt with it. I've been frustrated. I've heard pastors say, you always hear preachers say those times where they were frustrated with church, frustrated with the way things are done, frustrated with just coming, you know, just this and that. You know, everyone's dealt with it. Everyone has. And so it's a relevant topic, and, you know, it's pertinent, which is why I decided I want to do a podcast on it today and talk about some of the things that make us frustrated. Because oftentimes, you know, when we get frustrated, there's something that's underlying there, underneath the frustration. Oftentimes, there's a truer, bigger thing that's going on, you know, because, you know, when we get frustrated, when the pressure comes on us, when things come on in our life, you know, oftentimes we tend to blame, we look for something to blame. I was listening to a guy on a podcast, I believe it was the Ravi Zacharias Let My People Think podcast, and he was talking about one of his colleagues was going to a church event, and his wife had made some pies, and she asked him to bring the pies downstairs. So he goes upstairs, gets the pies, and as he's walking downstairs, he gets distracted by something, and he turns his head. And when he turns his head, he falls and he drops the pies. He trips, drops the pies downstairs, gets some of the pie on his pants, and spills them all over the floor. Pies are wasted. First thing he yells out is, "Honey, why didn't you cover these pies?" Like that has anything to do with him dropping them, you know? And the reason why I bring that, because, I mean, have you ever been there? Have you ever done something or been frustrated with something, or the pressure's on, or you've been laid off, maybe felt low, felt depressed? And the first thing you do, you got to find something to blame, you right? And oftentimes it's things that are near and dear to us that don't deserve the blame. How many times have marriage, you know, financial struggles have caused marriages to end? You know, we got to blame something, right? It's the way our human nature is. So we talk about church frustrations, but, you know, I still want you to listen, you know, because I have some things that, you know, go beyond that when you talk about church frustration, because some things are real, you know. Sometimes there's a real reason to be frustrated, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I mean, how many of you out there have ever felt in your ministry, while you're in church, how many of you ever felt like you're just not being fed anymore? You want to leave because you're not being fed. Or maybe you feel like you outgrew your church. Have you ever felt that way? How many have felt frustrated just coming to church? you're tired of it. You know, you come, it's the same old thing. You come Sunday, you come Wednesday, you go to life group, you go to youth group, and it's just getting old. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever felt stuck? Have you ever felt like the way the church is doing things, maybe you have new ideas or whatever, maybe you feel like there's much more that can be done or much more that can be offered, or you feel like you're stuck, or, you just want to get out of your box that you feel like you're in? Have you ever felt that way? Has anyone ever felt that? I have felt that way. I've heard many people say they felt that way. This is what we're going to talk about today. Because like I said earlier, you know, oftentimes when there's frustration, there's often something beneath that frustration that is the true source. We rarely ever blame the thing that's the real cause of that frustration. You know, we go to a job interview, they don't call us back for a second interview. It's their fault. It's not my fault for not having a properly prepared resume. So we're frustrated because why does nobody want to hire me? So there's almost always an underlying truth behind every frustration, behind every blame, behind every feeling stuck, behind every not feeling fed, behind every frustrated with coming to church, there's almost always something deeper. And what I want to share with you today is one of the scriptures, you know, where Jesus said, when we talk about being fed, Jesus said, you know, my meat and my drink is to do the will of my Father. So many times when I hear people leaving churches because they say they're not being fed. And you know what? Sometimes that's true. Sometimes they're not being fed. But there's something deeper to that that's on the surface, because there's different levels of being fed in ministry. I heard somebody say recently when I came out, I went out to the Campus Harvest. You can check out Campus Harvest at campusharvest.org. But there's different levels of being fed. And oftentimes we place all of the weight on the preacher to feed us Sunday morning. And we place all the weight for the preacher to feed us, or the Bible study teacher to feed us on Wednesday. And if we're not being fed, it's their fault. But when you look at this scripture, Jesus brings it to another light, and he shows that maybe there's something more to me eating than in someone else talking to me. Jesus said, my meat and my drink is to do the will of my Father. You see, when we place all the weight of being fed just on the preacher preaching to us Sunday, it's almost like eating an unbalanced meal. See, you need that portion to be fed. It's a part of spiritual growth. But it's not all of it. When the preacher's feeding us, let's say he's feeding us protein. You need that protein that he's feeding. But it's not the only thing that we need. If you go around all day just eating protein, 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 you're going to get sick. And you're going to be malnourished. You're going to be undernourished, even though it's good for you. And likewise, that's what we do oftentimes when we're sitting in ministries and we don't feel like we're being fed. It's not because the preacher's not doing what he's not supposed to be doing. It's because we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're eating the proteins, but we're not eating any vegetables. We're not eating any of the other things that we need, which is doing the will of the Father, which is going out and doing something. How many lessons? I couldn't count the lessons that I have learned, not from someone preaching to me, lessons that I learned from going out, starting prayer circles, going out, ministering on the streets, learning, interacting with people. I've gone out and I realized, oh, this is what Jesus meant by that scripture because of something that I've done. I've maybe went out and witnessed to someone, and I learned something from that situation, and it brought certain scriptures to light. That's the other half of the meal that we have to eat. Going out and feeding the poor, it feeds you. That's the meat that Jesus is talking about. You're learning. As you're pouring out and you're serving other people, things are being poured back into you. Strength is being poured back into you. And when you're missing that, you're missing almost everything. But it's so easy sometimes to place the blame on the minister. It's so easy to place the blame, well, I'm not being fed. And what happens is you go to another ministry and you're there for a while and you feel good and you're getting something. And then a couple months passes by, and it's usually the same amount of time that you were at the other ministry. You start saying, you know what? I've outgrown this now. I'm not being fed by this. And you live this lifestyle of going from church to church, searching for a ministry that's going to fulfill you and that's going to feed you and where you're going to feel great, not knowing that that's not what the problem is. The problem is you have meat and drink that you need, and it's going out and doing something. And it may be going out and doing something outside of the church, but it may be doing something inside of the church. Volunteering in the singles committee, helping the men, you know, anything, you know, cleaning the church, serving the mothers, serving the widows, serving in the youth ministry, children's ministry, anything. It might be just that. And you're going to learn so much, and you're going to be fed so much just during the fellowship and these different things. People are going to teach you things. You're going to learn things about people. You're going to learn from others' testimonies. That's when you start to become fulfilled. This podcast alone, I've learned so much going on college campuses. I go to church Sundays. In our ministry, we have Bible study on Tuesdays, and we have a midweek service Thursday. And I learned so much from that. I was trained at my ministry. But when I go also on the college campus and I talk to the students, I learn about their struggles. I learn about spiritual things. I learn about tactics that work, and I learn about things that don't work. And I see things that people do in their lives that cause them to fail, and I learn how to learn to not do that in my life. And I look at students that do things that cause them to excel, and I learn to do that in my life. These are things I would have never learned just expecting somebody to just hand it all to me, put my hands out, and just drop it in my hand. So, of course, we've all felt stuck. I felt stuck. I have felt frustrated. But it wasn't anyone else's fault. It was my fault. And we all have been there. So, oftentimes, like I mentioned earlier, whenever there's a frustration, there's almost always a truth behind that frustration, behind other than the thing that we blame. And you know, it's often when I've seen frustration, it's oftentimes when there's a lack of prayer. You can almost, we have to be honest. Sometimes that's the hard part. If we have to be honest with ourselves, we have to really look and say, from the time that I've been feeling frustrated, what has changed? Have I been praying the way I should? You see, in the Bible, you had prophets that would teach the word. You had teachers and so on and so forth. But there was always so much more to that. Even in the Old Testament, the Israelites were encouraged to teach their children the word. The Bible always says, you know, let them know about the things that happened to our forefathers. You see where the doing comes in play? Even in, I believe it was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, the people of Israel were instructed, take the word of God, write it on your doorpost, wear it on your clothes so that you'll never forget. So it's more than just coming to and listening to the preacher, but we have to learn how to be fed in so many different ways. Oftentimes that's where frustration comes in. And you know, and there's something else that I want to mention about outgrowing a ministry. You know, there's often a question I've heard people ask me, I've discussed it with others. I've seen it online. It's the question that, can you outgrow your ministry? That's the eternal question that, you know, everyone wants to know when they get frustrated. That's the question. No one ever thinks about that until they start getting frustrated. And then we start thinking, well, maybe I've outgrown this ministry. And then the question comes up, is it possible to outgrow a ministry? Well, you know, when we take that mentality, it brings up other problems, other questions that we have to answer. If we say, yes, I've outgrown our ministry, we have to ask ourselves, how can a ministry that's underfeeding us have the ability to make us outgrow it? It's almost self-defeating. It's a self-defeating argument. If you're sitting under a ministry and it has the ability to make you outgrow it and grow, that's showing that it has the ability to make you grow. But when we're frustrated, sometimes we're skewed in our reasoning, because there we go again. We're placing the blame sometimes on other things. You know, when we're sitting in ministry sometimes and we feel like we've outgrown it, it's not because we have to leave the ministry. You know, because that's often the conclusion that we come to. Well, I've outgrown this ministry, so it's time for me to go to the next one. Well, that's not what that feeling is for. I agree that sometimes we have a feeling in ministries when we grow to a point that we feel like we're not doing enough, or we feel like there's more to do. That's what the feeling is that we confuse with outgrowing it completely. Can you imagine? You know, as human beings, God has to put in us a certain feeling that makes us not feel comfortable in certain situations. It has to be given to us. Can you imagine if you were always comfortable? Everything was always, you just always felt great. We would never be motivated to do anything. I mean, you think about, why is it that we get up on Saturday or on Sunday? You know, we'll say Friday night, Saturday. If you have a day off, on your day off, do you just stay in bed all day and never get up? No, rarely do people do that. Why? Because you don't feel good about that. It feels nasty. It feels bad. It doesn't feel good at all. We have to have that feeling. Otherwise, we would be completely lazy, completely sedentary. That's the thing that's in us that says, man, I got to go outside. I got to do something. It's an uncomfortable feeling. That's the same feeling that happens in ministry. When we start feeling, you know, we're coming to church and we're just sitting in the pew every Sunday, you start getting that feeling like, this doesn't feel good. I gotta do something. That's what where we have to come to the point and say, okay, now get out of the pew and do something. Don't get out of the pew while the preacher's talking, of course, and start doing something. But in the ministry, find something to do. So church frustrations is often our frustration. It's often us growing to a certain point and feeling uncomfortable. But instead of doing something about it, we get frustrated and we place the blame on something else or other situations and strains and stresses and life problems and financial problems and marriage problems and social problems. It's often that we don't deal with those things and it begins to weigh on us, begins to get us frustrated, begins to get some depressed, and then we place the blame on something else. Well, I think it's this fault. I think it's that fault. Instead of dealing with the individual thing. So we've all been there. We've all been frustrated. And my whole point in saying all that is when you feel that way, maybe you are being underfed, but maybe it's not anyone else's fault. Maybe we have to take Jesus' advice. And when Jesus said, well, my meat and drink is to do the will of my Father. Maybe we're being underfed because we're not doing anything. Maybe we're putting too much weight on the minister. The minister is to feed us and give us strength and teach us to help us grow. But it was never been designed to be everything in your life. We're also to be fed by the things that we do for others. So I hope that somebody identified with this episode. I hope that you got something out of this. And please, like I said, call into the voicemail line. Go to this post entitled Church Frustrations. You know, if this touched you, if this blessed you, or if you had something that you wanted to add, go to the post, look for the voicemail number, leave a voicemail, and I'll play it on the show, and we'll talk about it. And like I said, if you have any questions or anything you wanted to discuss, just leave it on the voicemail line. Like I said, maybe we'll make a show out of it. But if you leave a voicemail, I will put it on the show. I want to hear from all of you. That website is crosscampusministry.com. Check it out. Once again, I thank you for listening, and we will see you next week. God bless you.